T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I think just local news is like the most important stuff to me, even though it's kind of like bad stuff going on around me, but it's the most relevant to me. Where I
come from, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Steve at 10 in the morning, 7:45 here on a Friday. Three big things. Report released on the handling of the Hillary Clinton email probe.
Two.
Former Wichita YMCA employee will stand trial on sex with children charges.
One
person dead after fire in group home in Arkansas City. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
The gasoline prices in the Wichita area this morning. Now the ones we're looking at, $2.69 a gallon. I did see better. I saw $2.67 in a couple of places, so that's the low end of things. And traffic, especially northbound on I-235 approaching the North Junction, starting as far back as Meridian, pretty slow right now. Traffic on KNSS brought to you by Joe DuBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman in the East Harry Street Mall, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Looks like a hot weekend shaping up without any real, well, no rain in the forecast. We're going to look at a sunny, breezy, hot day today, a high around 99 degrees. Wouldn't surprise anybody if we top 100. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 75. Saturday, sunny, breezy, and hot. Tomorrow's high, 95. Now partly cloudy, south wind at 14 miles per hour, and 76 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by The Monarch. Featuring the perfect patio for conversation and cocktails, The Monarch offers a military discount for current and retired veterans. The Monarch in Delano. 7:47 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS. And we had a mixed day on Wall Street Thursday.
Stocks on Wall Street finished mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 26 points at 25,175. The Nasdaq Composite up 65 points, 77.61. In fact, that was a record close and the 100th record close since the election. The S&P 500 up 7 at 27.82. We saw records on Wall Street. Amazon, Netflix, and Facebook finish at all-time highs. We also saw all of the media stocks moving to the upside. Comcast, Fox, Disney, Discovery, Charter, just to name a few. And everyone's wondering whether or not Disney will up its bid for 21st Century Fox, the parent of the Fox Business Network, since Comcast stepped in yesterday with its $65 billion bid. On the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Nicole Petalides, Fox News.
Today is Friday, June 15th, and this is the day we mark 60 years ago. 60 years ago on this date, 1958, the first Pizza Hut restaurant opened right here in Wichita, Kansas, at the corner of Kellogg and Bluff. Ted did some research on this and found out that most of the sources are saying it was on this date, although the company itself claimed, 31st of May, 1958.
Yeah, I've seen either today or May 31st.
Yeah.
I still have yet to be able to figure out what the actual starting date was.
Where we're sitting right now is what time was part of Pizza Hut's world headquarters. And
I grew up on South Quentin.
You're pretty close to the old.
About 40 yards from where the original Pizza Hut for years and years.
Which is now housed on the Wichita State University campus. They've turned it into a museum,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they're finally putting it to pretty decent use, and it's kind of a little Pizza Hut museum is what it should be.
Right. We've had visitors come to town, hey, you want to see the first Pizza Hut? Drive out on the campus and take a look at it.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a tourist attraction. Right?
Yeah, and they got it open for regular museum hours, it's pretty cool.
Not as big as Worlds of Fun or Silver Dollar City, there it is.
It's a nice destination.
It's something to see. And they had two brothers here in Wichita, Frank and Dan Carney, and they got $350 bucks, I think it was.
Borrowed a few hundred bucks from their mom.
And
got a guy out of McConnell that knew how to cook pizza and taught him how to do it, and boom.
I would say in the 1970s, worked for KEYN radio, and we were owned at one time. One of the owners was Frank Carney. So I've actually worked for Frank and didn't get to see him much or know him much, but he was always very, very polite, very nice man to me. Never gave me any trouble anyway.
No?
Never said, come in. Certainly, you stink and get off the radio. So anyway.
A huge name in the Wichita entrepreneurial spirit.
Yeah. And one of several we've had over the years. We're looking for more of those people for new ideas and new concepts. Anyway, 1958, 60 years.
So it's been 60 years since Pizza Hut opened its doors, Bluff and Kellogg.
How about that?
An intersection that doesn't exist anymore, by the way.
Oh, I remember that intersection. Now, right there on that corner, you had Pizza Hut, right?
No, Pizza Hut was not on the corner. Well, it was in the Dog and Shake was on the corner.
Okay. Where was it from right on the corner then? They were, what, back a little bit?
And Pizza Hut was just the next little tiny building to the south of the Dog and Shake.
Okay. Where was
And, of course, Scotch and Sirloin was then in that same parking lot that they all shared.
Right. Ah.
And across the street from that was Portobello Road.
Portobello Road. I missed that restaurant.
Yeah.
Portobello Road was a very small, intimate restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Which was one of a kind.
Terrific.
Interesting
food.
Little place. Yeah.
Great prime rib. I miss it.
Yeah, it was a.
I mean, my wife and cool. I, when we were first married, if we had some money together, we'd go to Portobello Road and have a nice evening out for an anniversary or something. Anyway.
And then across the street from that was a Derby gas station where I saw my dad get the maddest I've ever seen him in his life.
Really?
Yeah.
Pat got mad.
Uh-huh.
I can't imagine your dad.
It was one of those deals where it snowed about 12 or 14 inches.
Yeah.
And he was out of Pepsi. So I couldn't have been more than 5 or 6, or maybe even 4. I don't remember. And we trudged in the snow to the Derby gas station where there was a vending machine, a pop machine outside.
Right.
He put in his quarter or a dime or whatever for a Pepsi, and of course the thing was frozen. He put it in and nothing happened. And he started kicking that Pepsi machine.
Well,
nothing was coming out.
Great memory for you there.
It's like wow.
Ted, nine of ten employers have been negatively affected by tired employees, reporting that 13% of workplace accidents involve fatigue, according to a National Safety Council report released Wednesday. The report also found that 32% report injuries and near misses due to fatigued employees, and that an employer with 1,000 employees can expect to lose more than $1 million annually as a result of missed work days, lower productivity, and increased health care due to employee fatigue. Survey included interviews with 2,000 workers. Other findings include 50% of employers surveyed say they've had an employee fall asleep on the job. There you go. So people are apparently tired from that survey.
My gosh.
I can tell you that our current boss, Jackie Wise, has actually watched me fall asleep on the job. They used to have department head meetings that were so utterly boring you couldn't imagine. And, of course, I'd been on the air all day, so I was tired. So, anyway, it happens. People fall asleep.
Yeah, see, now we have a newscast every half hour.
Yeah,
we don't have time to fall asleep.
Yeah, it's the one thing that keeps us awake.
Yeah.
Deadlines. 7:52 now, Steve and Ted. Questions about a possible new medical school for Wichita.
Okay.
Wide awake this morning, editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, the big story in the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal on the streets today. Are the plans for a downtown medical school dead or alive? Suda Tokola owns several buildings in downtown Wichita, had planned to create an osteopathic medical school. Then she announced the plan was off, and she might sell the buildings. She says she got encouragement over a weekend, and the plan was back on. Our story takes a look at what happened so far, the opposition from Wichita area medical leaders, and what it would take to create another med school. We also tried to find the supporters Tokola says convinced her to stick with her plans. Not many of them wanted to talk publicly about the proposal. This week, two lists, Wichita Area Outpatient Surgery Centers and Wichita Area Dental Practices. GraceMed Health Clinic is at the top of that one with more than 33,000 patient visits in 2017. The rest of the top five, HealthCore Clinic, Cambridge Family Dentistry, Riverside Dental, and Leahy Family Dentistry. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
All right, thank you, Bill. Today is National Smile Power Day. The power of a smile.
That sounds very, okay.
From the good morning greeting and the first, how may I help you, present yourself with a smile, it says. No matter where you are employed, job-seeking, retired, or looking for new horizons, starting the day with a smile is certainly more empowering than a pout or grump. Starting with a smile first is easier than trying to get there later in the day. So there you go. I had a little advice for you there. Start your day with a smile. And that's kind of
I was
what,
okay with that until you read me that sermon on that I must smile.
No, you don't have to do this. It's okay. Just stuff that's suggested by the webpage there. Today is the name of the webpage, and they have suggestions on how to live your life a little bit better.
I know. I don't like that. It's very preachy.
Well,
I think they should take it down a notch.
You do, huh? Well, I guess you're not smiling today. I guess you're pouting and being kind of a little pouty person there, huh? Do you know anybody who pouts around here?
I mean, around here?
No. If you start pouting, somebody's going to pick on you, you know?
What's the matter with you?
You know?
We've got some whiners. I don't know about pouting.
Yeah, but there's not a lot of whining here. I mean, I don't think. Do you?
No, we had more in the past. I don't think there are. I think we've weeded them out.
I kind of miss those people in radio, the good whiner. Right?
There's always a few complainers around.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you,
Bob sir. Newhart did a great bit about a whiner in the Revolutionary War times. Remember? Do you remember that bit? It's pretty funny.
The late Bob Newhart.
He's not late.
He's not late, is he?
He's still alive?
He's still with.
Come on now.
All right. Keep me posted on that. 7:55, Steve and Ted. Hey, stay with Steve and Ted for the 8 o'clock hour this morning. We'll look at the Justice Department's report on the Clinton email probe. Ted's on the sports desk, as always, right, Ted?
Yes, we'll give you an update on the U.S. Open golf tournament.
And he has entertainment news. The Blur is on the way, too.
Compiling that, we got some good movie anniversaries to talk about today.
All right. Plus weather for the Father's Day weekend ahead and traffic. Stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.